Another story about a different kind of smoke caught my attention. A woman in Dallas is suing her apartment complex, her landlords, over the smoke coming from her neighbors. She's very upset about this. And attorney Matt Sanderson at Looper Reed and McGraw's been taking a look at this. I turn to him now for some legal advice on this, some analysis. Hi, Matt.
How are you?
Really well. When you see this, what's your first blush reaction?
Well, my first blush reaction is that this is part of the reason that people in America are kind of upset at frivolous lawsuits, because we all have a choice as to where we live, and it's kind of obvious here that they at least didn't do their homework before they moved in.
When people get upset about the smoke that's coming from their neighbor's home, the thing that I hear from people is, you know what? They've already said that you can't smoke in most restaurants. They've already said that no public buildings, and there's everywhere that you go, there's no smoking sign. When does it end? Is the question a lot of people have.
Well, the question as to where it ends right now, and in preparation for talking to you today, I looked up the Dallas City Ordinance, and at least Dallas has spoken, and it says that you can smoke in your own residence. And unfortunately or fortunately, however you look at it, whichever side you're on, that's where people come down now.
Now, the question I'll have to ask here, though, is if this woman does have serious health issues and they haven't done enough, and this is what she's arguing, that the landlords didn't do enough to prevent her from being exposed to it, wouldn't she have some grounds, some recourse?
Well, you would think that, and in fact, I really hope that I don't sound callous, because this issue is actually really near and dear to my heart.
Yeah.
My mother has asthma, and actually was in a real similar situation as this. And the deal is that if you explain it to your landlord explain the situation here, obviously the landlord did, it seems like, at least according to the article, and I don't know any more than that, did everything that they could. If there's nothing else to do, then you still have the ability to move out. You physically can still move your stuff out.
Mm-hmm.
You might be liable on the lease, you might not, who knows, but no one can force you to sit there and continue living in a situation that you don't like.
Yeah, and I guess bottom line to you, it looks like maybe there's somebody just trying to break their lease.
It kind of seems that way.
Is that it? Well, and does it seem, as you said, it seems pretty frivolous. Do you expect that a judge might say otherwise? I mean, anything can happen, right?
Well, anything in litigation can happen, that's for sure. But, yeah, in terms of the outcome, I hope that the court system does the right thing here and looks at the case law, because, the case law is pretty strong, and it shows what a nuisance is, and it shows what you can deduct from your landlord, and it shows what rights you have to terminate your lease.
Yeah.
And in at least in my opinion, this doesn't rise to one of those situations.
All right, attorney Matt Sanderson is at Looper, Reed, and McGraw, and I appreciate it. Thank you so much.